Greetings. I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him. Do you know that Jesus did and said many things that shock our sensibilities? Let's start with a scene where Jesus calls a woman a dog. Yes, you heard me right. In Mark 7:24, we read that Jesus is heading with his disciples to a pagan place called Tyre. Now, Jesus is trying to keep a low profile, but a woman there hears he's in town and she says, "You cannot hide from me, Jesus," and she busts in on him. Why, Joel? Well, she has a daughter who is oppressed by a demon, and she believes Jesus can set her daughter free. If you're a parent, you can understand why she's doing this. I mean, if the forces of hell had a hold of your child, you would bust down doors to get to Jesus. And this woman crashes the party and begins begging Jesus to help her daughter. And Jesus sees this woman at his feet pleading, and listen to his response. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." Did you just hear Jesus call this woman a dog? Now, some folks will try and soften this and say Jesus is calling her a puppy. Even if they're right, this would still be an insult. You see, we have a much higher opinion of dogs in our day than they did in Jesus. Dogs were not family pets. Dogs in this day were scavengers. If it's an insult to call a woman a dog today, how much more in Jesus' day when dogs are scavengers? So Joel, what do we do with this? We need to see that Jesus is loving her where she's at, and he's pushing her to the place where she can receive his grace. And there are three clues in what he says. First, Jesus says, "First, let the children eat all they want." Jesus is asking her to be patient. Jesus doesn't say never. He says first, so she must wait. There's a lesson for all of us in this. Perhaps we're praying for loved ones, and we've been praying for many years. Jesus continues to call us to wait. Friends, the whole Bible is simply the story of a loving God saying to men, "Wait. Trust me. You'll see how generous I am if you simply wait and believe." Second, Jesus is telling her that he sets the terms. His agenda takes priority. God's grace program began with the Jews, a promise first given to Abraham, that salvation would come to the world through the Jews. Jesus sets the terms for bread distribution. Will she accept his plan is better than hers? And lastly, Jesus is asking if she will receive the truth about who she is. She is a dog. Jesus is pushing her to accept who she is as a fallen sinner outside God's covenant people. And we might think, Jesus, is not this woman low enough already? Doesn't she deserve better? Is she suffering? And Jesus says to her and to us, no, you've got to go lower. Humble yourself and God will exalt you, James 4:10. You see, if we want a blessing, we must wrestle as much with our pride as we do with God. Friends, the gospel is always bad news before it can be good news. Beloved, Jesus is pushing her to the place where she can receive gospel grace. You see, grace is like water. It only flows downhill. This means the only folks who don't get grace are those who lift themselves up above the grace line. The good news of the gospel is not that you're worthy enough to receive grace. The good news is that grace flows down to meet people willing to admit their mess. That admitting all your mess is what fits you to receive the gospel. Remember, Jesus went to the cross to redeem helpless sinners. And that is what Jesus wants this woman to understand. Jesus doesn't want her to simply settle for getting what she came for, healing her daughter. Jesus wants this woman's heart to be healed by his grace as well. How will she respond to these words that make her go low? Verse 28, but she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." This woman says, "Yes, Lord, amen to your word. Ruff, ruff, ruff. You're right. I am a dog. and I'll go climb under the table like you said until the children get their fill. But I'm not letting you go until you give me this day my daily crumbs." Jesus had to be beaming at her. And we see that grace comes to helpless believers on their knees. Jesus said during verse 29, "For this statement you may go your way, the demon has left your daughter." And she went home and found the child lying in bed and the demon gone. Contrary to what it looks like on the surface, Jesus is elevating the status of women here. Jesus sets her daughters free from Satan's clutches to live anew, and Jesus lifts up a dog, making her see she is loved by God. And I hope you see how loved you are by Jesus, even when he doesn't answer you how you expect. Remember who you are and who you belong to.